Proclamation number 4908 of 3rd of June, 1950. Communion. Flesh and blood. I speak to you and you hear me, and I want you to pass on my word to your fellow human beings who also long for the food of their souls, for my word, for my flesh and my blood. For this reason I have called you to be my guests and to be satisfied at my table, and that you now again distribute the bread of life to those who are hungry and want to eat at the table of the Lord. For I have laid my table for everyone. I want to distribute to everyone what they need for their souls, and you shall be my servants who administer my gifts to them, because they have not yet made direct contact with me themselves, but nevertheless believe in me and want to place themselves under my care. And thus you have an extensive work to do. To feed and water the hungry and thirsty who are in danger of succumbing on the path if they don't receive strength which you shall impart to them. Flesh and blood shall be offered to them, bread and wine. My living word. For I am the word from eternity, who became flesh and redeemed humanity with his blood. Whoever receives me in the word into his heart eats my flesh in truth. And the power of my word is the blood that brings him redemption. Bread and wine, the right nourishment for a weakened body, shall also be received by the soul if it is weak and needs strength for its upward development. Then the bread of life, my living word, shall be its nourishment, and the soul will be flooded by strength. It will not need to starve and be able to refresh itself at the source of life. It will be a proper guest at my table which I have laid for all people because I love them. And I send out my servants and also invite those standing outside to make use of the common banquet. Whoever wants to come and be my guest will be accepted and will experience the true strengthening. Therefore you should eagerly advertise for me and present my love to them, so that they will desire to share the banquet with me, so that they can convince themselves of my love which wants to give them everything the soul needs in order to become blissfully happy. My gifts are not meager, but I give abundantly to those who let themselves be cared for by me in a fatherly way. I want to knock on everyone's door and invite him to communion. And whoever opens his door to me will be my guest for eternity. And therefore you should go before me and announce my coming, so that a place will be prepared for me where I myself can stay to take supper with those who listen to your voice and want to receive me. I will offer them bread and wine, my flesh and my blood. The living word, which they shall hear directly within themselves or through you, my messengers, whom you shall all seek out as mediators of my word, who will open the door of their hearts to you. Let this be your mission, which I give strength to fulfill to all who want to serve me. Amen.